case, the United States v. Clay. Mr. Rooney.
May it please the Court. This Court is faced with a circuit split. On one side, three circuits have decided that 3583 compels a court to look at certain factors in 3553A, but not all of them. Four courts have gone the other way. This Court, in its tradition of upholding the law and saying Congress means what it says and says what it means, must find that it should not have the discretion to look at 3553A2 factors when imposing a revocation sentence. Now, this isn't an anomaly where the drafters of 3583 just didn't know what they were doing or they just had a slip of the pen. Congress often says, do not look at certain factors when you're sentencing a defendant. We know that in the Tapia case, where the Supreme Court said, don't go into what the rehabilitation needs are for drug treatment when you're imposing a sentence. It's very clear that there are certain factors that are off limits to a district court. You can't figure in the person's race. You can't figure in the person's sex. And here, Congress has specifically said, don't go into the seriousness of this offense. You don't need to go into promoting respect for the law. All of that is taken care of with the underlying criminal offense. So in here, the Racine County judge says, look, 60 days imposed and stayed, 1 year probation. All right? That's what you're going to get for this offense. Yet the judge says, no, this is a very serious offense. This is very serious. And in order to protect you from the public and to impose this just punishment, I'm going to give you 2 years. Now, that's precisely what Congress has said the court shouldn't do. And yet that's what the court did here. So, Your Honors, we'd ask that you remand it, instruct that the court not consider the three factors in 3553A2 when imposing sentence, and allow for a resentencing hearing for Mr. Clay. Right. If there's any other questions?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ingram?
Thank you again, Your Honors, very much. I respectfully ask that this court affirm the defendant's revocation sentence. Your Honors, the issue in this case concerns the factors that the judge relied on in imposing sentence for this revocation violations. The district court did not abuse its discretion in following the law of this circuit at the time of the sentencing. In revocation sentencing, this district ought to allow reference to factors in 3553 that are not included in Section 3583. Your Honors, the difference between the factors included in Section 3583 and those not included is not particularly obvious. This court has described the 3553 factors as being broad, vague, and open-ended. And this imprecision means that there would be little point in making it error to rely at all on factors not contained in 3583E. The imprecision of the factors commented on by the Sixth Circuit in their Lewis case is shown in trying to categorize the district judge's comments that he made in the sentencing process in this case. Each comment about the seriousness of the offense that the judge made here, which is not in Section 3583, could arguably have been about the nature and circumstances of the offense, which is in Section 3583. Each comment that the district judge made about the need to promote respect for the law, which is not in Section 3583, could arguably have been about the need to promote deterrence, which is included in that section, since respecting the law, of course, deters breaking it. Each comment that the district judge said about the need for just punishment, which is not in the Section 3583, could arguably have been about the need to properly sanction the breach of trust, which is the overall purpose of a revocation sentence. So the imprecision and somewhat overlapping nature of the factors makes arguments about which comments refer to which factor inconclusive and even confusing. And so making it legal error to rely in part on factors not mentioned in 3583 sub E would broaden the grounds for appellate litigation of revocation sentences, but not necessarily to any practical effect. This is so the view. This is a common sense view that's reflected in the rulings of several circuits, the First, Second, Third, and Sixth on this subject, and is, I think, the better view for this court to follow. This court has never held that only Section 3583 sub E factors can be considered in revocation sentences. And the district court's citation of factors here followed this court's Robertson case, where this court neither forbade nor limited use of factors in 3553A. So the exact issue in this case was not before this court in Robertson, but the district judge did not abuse his discretion by sentencing using an approach consistent with this court's Robertson case and circuit law at the time. And the district court's comments in their totality stated that the defendant's supervised release violations were a serious breach of trust. I won't go through all of these various comments, Your Honors, but I just invite you, as you're reviewing this, to look at what the district judge said in citing his reasons for sentencing as he did. And while many of his comments expressly fall within factors in 3583, such as that he had to look at the nature and circumstances of the offense, others, while they don't necessarily fall expressly within 3583E, certainly could be construed as commentary on those sections. So, Your Honors, in conclusion, the district judge did not improperly rely on forbidden factors, so this court should affirm the revocation sentence. Thank you very much.
Your Honor, statutes aren't amorphous hodgepodges. You know, the law has to be followed. Here, Congress wrote a very clear law. Look, district court, you got 10 factors you need to look at. One of them that's not there is 3553A2. And yet, that's all over this sentencing transcript. I represented Mr. Clay below. And time again, you see the judge going back to 3553A2. He even gives the cool hand Luke example, which was quite a hit in the courtroom, but he says, hey, here's a failure to communicate, and goes into, you need to have respect for the law. You need to have respect for the law. Now look, we can all engage in a moment of sophistry and say, well, that could also be construed as deterrence, and if it was deterrence, then it was this. But that's not what we're here for. That's just making, I mean, I don't want to say being disingenuous, but we can always make words into something that they're not. We're lawyers. But right here, we have Congress has chosen very specific words. This is what you need to look at. Look at the breach of trust. That's what guides you. And this court time and time again has said that. Because otherwise, you're just rejudging what happened in Racine County Court. And that's what Congress doesn't want you to do. That's what Congress has explicitly forbidden the district court from doing. This court has to uphold the law. Congress drafted a very clear statute, one that needs to be followed by the district court. It'd be no different than if the judge would have said, you know, Mr. Clay, I'm extending your term of imprisonment because I want you to get drug treatment. Clearly can't do that. I'm extending your term of imprisonment because you're black. Clearly can't do that. Now, we could have read into that different aspects. You know, drug addiction means that, you know, you're not having a proper respect for the law, or you're breaching the trust. But that's being disingenuous in that we know what the judge said. Pages 7, pages 12, pages 14, pages 17. He's clearly going back to 3553A2 factors. And, Your Honors, there's no question that it's been relied upon there, and there's no question that Congress has forbidden it from being relied upon. Thus, we'd ask that this court reverse and remand for resentencing upon the proper factors outlaid in 3583.
Thank you. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement. The court will proceed to the fifth.